Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Most of us only encounter helium when it's used in the balloons that children love so much. But as Nicholas Leadbeater, associate professor of chemistry at the University of Connecticut, reveals, the gas has many high-tech uses that are rendering it increasingly scarce.
Do you know what links the manufacture of state-of-the-art electronics, the use of MRI scanners in hospitals, and the party balloons you bought for that birthday celebration? They all rely on the chemical element helium. The gas, which is formed by decay of radioactive rocks in the Earth's crust, accumulates in natural gas deposits, and it's collected as a byproduct. A possible shortage of this really important element has sparked major debate in recent years. Helium is actually one of the most common chemical elements in the universe, but on Earth it's relatively rare. This is because it's a gas at room temperature that's less dense than air, and so it escapes gravity and leaks away into space. This is also why it's used in party balloons and airships, so they float. It's also inert, not reacting with other chemicals, so it can be used as a protective atmosphere for semiconductor manufacturing and the electronics industry. In addition, helium has the lowest boiling point of any element, at minus 269 degrees centigrade or minus 452 degrees Fahrenheit. This makes it a very valuable liquid for use in things like MRI scanners, which must be super cool to generate the hugely powerful magnetic fields required. With these uses, fights are breaking out as to who has the rights to its use. Some people think it should be regulated more strictly and not used for things as frivolous as party balloons or sucking in its fast-moving atoms to heighten the pitch of your voice. So perhaps numbered are the days of breathing in a balloon full of helium and entertaining those around you with your comical Donald Duck voice.
That was Nicholas Leadbeater of the University of Connecticut. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years. And from Mount Holyoke College, never fear change.